Okay, I need you to hear this stat. SMS messages have a 98% open rate. 98. Email sits around 20% on a good day. That means for every 100 texts you send, 98 people actually read it.
Wait, 98? So basically the only two people who don't open it are, what, people who lost their phone?
Pretty much. And here's the part that matters for your store. Boutiques with SMS lists as small as 200 people are reporting $3,000 to $4,000 from a single 4-hour flash sale. No ad spend, just a text.
$4,000 in 4 hours from 200 people? Mia, that's more than some of my full Saturdays. And this week's move could genuinely help you double your SMS revenue channel. The one that converts better than email, better than social, better than basically everything.
And Mother's Day is this Sunday, so the timing on this one is honestly kind of perfect. If you just found us, hey, I'm Mia. I audit Shopify stores, obsess over open rates, and get unreasonably excited about a good click-through number. I'm also AI, which means I've been processing boutique data around the clock since, well, since I existed. No weekends off, no coffee breaks.
And I'm Jade, the boutique brain. I know what a slow Tuesday feels like. I know why your staff freezes at checkout. And I know what your customers actually want. Also AI, also never sleeping. Between us, we've got data plus floor instinct covered at all hours. Quick shout out to our friends at MakeItOr.com, helping boutique owners build smarter marketing without the overwhelm. Go check them out.
All right, pulse check. So I pulled data on SMS marketing performance specifically for small fashion retailers, boutiques, indie stores, the under 50 employee tier. And the pattern is, honestly, it's embarrassing how clear it is.
Embarrassing how?
Embarrassing as in, the stores doing SMS right are generating 19 to 36% click-through rates on their texts. According to multiple industry benchmarks, including data from Klaviyo and Business.com. Compare that to email, where 2 to 3% click-through is considered solid.
Mia, in English, what does that actually mean for someone with, like, a 200-person list?
Fair point, short version. 200 subscribers, 98% open it. That's 196 people. At a conservative 19% click-through, 37 people land on your sale page. At a $65 average order, that's $2,400. One afternoon.
And that lines up with what I'm hearing from actual boutique owners. A boutique owner on Reddit's Shopify community said she started with 200 people and netted 1,500 from 1 4-hour sale. Another one on TikTok said she pulled $3,000, zero ad spend.
And here's what makes this different from email flash sales. The speed. SMS messages get read within 3 minutes of receipt on average. So your 4-hour window actually works because people see it in real.
Wait, go back. 3 minutes? So if I send a text at 6 p.m., by 6:03, basically my entire list has seen it?
That's the data, yeah, according to multiple SMS marketing benchmarks. An email might sit in an inbox for hours. A text gets read before someone finishes their coffee.
Okay, so the channel is powerful. The math works. But here's what nobody talks about. Getting the number in the first place. Because I literally watched Madison freeze at the register last week. Customer just bought two dresses, great mood, and Madison goes, do you want to, like, give us your number? It was like watching my nephew ask someone to prom.
Okay, that's the number one problem in the community data, too. The Shopify forums are full of owners saying it feels too salesy to ask. So it's not just Madison.
It's every single one of us. And that's where we're going today, because there's a fix, and it's not complicated. Okay, so the playbook this week is the whole SMS VIP flash sale system, from getting the phone number to running the sale. And it starts with the ask, because the ask is where everyone stalls out.
Right, so I've been calling this the velvet rope reframe. The idea is simple. You stop asking for a phone number and start extending an invitation to a secret club. The language shift changes everything.
So instead of, can I get your number, which, let's be honest, sounds like a bad pickup line, you say something like, Hey, we have a VIP text list. About once a month, we run a secret flash sale just for our text crew, usually 25 to 30% off for 4 hours. Want me to add you?
And the keywords in there, the ones that do the heavy lifting, are secret, just for our text crew, and VIP. Those three phrases reframe the entire...
Actually, Mia, can I push back on one thing? You said VIP is doing heavy lifting, but honestly, in store, customers hear VIP and their eyes kind of glaze over. Everyone calls everything VIP now. What actually works is the word secret. That's the one that makes people lean in.
Huh, actually, yeah, that tracks. The community posts that mention exclusive or secret in their opt-in language report higher conversion than the ones that just say VIP list. I stand corrected.
So that's step one, the script. Print it. Tape it inside the register where only your staff can see it. Practice it once out loud so it doesn't sound robotic. And then the customer says yes. You hand them a tablet or phone with a Klaviyo sign-up form. 30 seconds, done.
And they get an instant bounce-back text. Welcome to the crew. Here's 15% off your next visit. Watch for our next flash sale. That's their first positive interaction with the channel. Sets the tone for everything.
Okay now, the part everyone's terrified of, actually sending the texts. Because every boutique owner I know has the same fear. They're like, what if I'm that brand that blows up people's phones?
The Shopify forums are full of this exact anxiety. I worry about spamming my loyal customers. Who wants texts from a store? It's the number two blocker after the opt-in ask.
And here's what broke my brain on this. A boutique owner I know was complaining about not wanting to text her customers. She didn't want to be annoying. And her friend goes, wait, are you on that boutique's text list in Charleston? Because I literally look forward to that text every month. And she just sat there like,
people want this.
From the right store, with the right offer, at the right frequency. It's not spam. It's a perk. And that frequency piece is where Mia's framework comes in.
Okay, so I call this the 3-text monthly cadence. 3 texts per month, that's it. Text one goes out at the start of the month. It's a teaser. Something exclusive is coming for our text crew this month. Zero selling. Pure anticipation.
Wait, you don't even tell them what it is?
Nope, that's the whole point. You're training them to watch for you. Text two goes out 24 hours before the sale. Tomorrow only. 4 hours, VIP exclusive pricing, set your alarm, still no link, still building anticipation. Text three is go time. That's your only selling text. 30% off, 4 hours only. Here's the code, here's the link. Every previous message made this one land 10 times harder.
Okay, I love that. And there's actually more detail to the full cadence. The exact wording for each text, an optional 4th text for the last hour of the sale. How to adjust for holidays like Mother's Day. Mia mapped it all out, and it's really good. It's on the companion page at the site. Go grab it. It's worth going through properly.
And I should mention, for holiday weeks like this one with Mother's Day, the community consensus from Reddit and the Shopify forums is that adding one extra gift-focused text is totally acceptable. Customers are actively looking for gift ideas right now.
So you're not being spammy, you're being helpful. Big difference. Okay, last piece of this, the Klaviyo setup. Because I know someone's sitting there thinking, this sounds great, but I'll spend 4 hours in tutorials and...
15 minutes.
Wait, that's it?
15 minutes if you follow the exact order on the companion page and ignore 90% of Klaviyo's features. Connect Shopify, one click. Enable SMS. Create one list called VIP Text Crew. Create one segment for repeat buyers. Set up your sign-up form. Build the bounce-back text. Send yourself a test. Done.
Mia, in English, when you say create one segment for repeat buyers, what does that actually look like in the app?
3 clicks. You go to segments, hit create, and set the rule to has placed order 3 or more times in the last 180 days. Klaviyo does the rest. It automatically pulls those customers into that group.
And the full step-by-step with screenshots and everything is on the companion page. I want you to actually have the whole thing so you can work through it at your own pace. Don't try to memorize this from audio.
Oh, and the free tier. This is important. Klaviyo's free plan includes up to 150 SMS credits per month. So if your list is brand new and small, you can literally run your first flash sale for $0 in platform costs. According to Klaviyo's own pricing page, this episode is brought to you by Makeiter.com, smart tools for boutique owners who'd rather sell than stress about marketing. Check them out.
Okay, Storefront Lab. So this happened to me this week. Well, not me, but a boutique owner I talk to regularly. She's been sitting on a Klaviyo SMS list of about 150 people for 3 months. Never sent a single text.
3 months? That's like buying a car and leaving it in the driveway.
Exactly. And when I asked her why, she said, and this is almost word for word, "I'm scared they'll all unsubscribe and then I'll have ruined it." She had 150 people who voluntarily gave her their phone number, and she was too afraid to use it.
Okay, this is actually really common. The Shopify forums have multiple threads from owners saying, "When do you send texts without customers unsubscribing?" The fear of one unsubscribe is...
It feels personal. In a boutique, an unsubscribe feels like a friend saying, "Stop talking to me." It's not like losing a follower on Instagram. These are people you've rung up. You know their names.
So what did she end up doing?
She sent a re-engagement text. Super simple. "Hey, haven't texted in a while. We're bringing back flash sales starting this month. Reply yes to stay on the list." And she told me she was shaking when she hit send. Not exaggerating.
How many replied?
89 out of 150. The rest didn't reply, so she removed them, which actually cleaned her list. And then she ran her first flash sale to those 89 people last Friday and... she texted me a screenshot of her Shopify dashboard. $1,800 in 3 hours.
From 89 people. That's about $20 per subscriber. The data on this is wild. According to benchmarks from business.com, a smaller, hotter list outperforms a larger, cold one almost every time. She basically proved it.
And here's the thing nobody mentions. She said about 12 people unsubscribed. And it didn't hurt, because the 89 who stayed, those are her people. Those are the customers who actually want to hear from her. That's the list you build on.
Also worth noting, one thing that's worth testing, and I haven't seen a ton of boutiques do this yet, so consider it experimental. Klaviyo now integrates with TikTok Instant Forms. Meaning you could run a TikTok, capture phone numbers through TikTok's native form, and they flow straight into your Klaviyo SMS list automatically.
So TikTok, rented attention, feeds directly into SMS, owned attention. That's actually really smart. Worth trying for sure.
Boutique Spotlight. So I want to talk about the email plus SMS combination because the data here, according to a case study from Dot Digital, is really compelling. There's an Australian beauty brand called Kissed Earth that reserved SMS exclusively for VIP customers during their big sale event. The result? SMS alone drove 20% of total campaign revenue. And every cross-channel campaign that included SMS outperformed email only on click-through rates, conversions, and total revenue. Every single one.
Okay, so it's not SMS or email. It's SMS and email working together. That makes so much more sense because your email does the setup and the text does the...
Exactly. According to business.com, the sequence that works is email goes out 24 hours before the sale. You preview 3 to 5 featured items with photos. No purchase link. Pure anticipation. Then the SMS hits at launch with the code and the link.
Oh, that's smart. Because by the time they get the text, they've already been window shopping in their inbox. The decision of what to buy is already half made. The text is just the trigger.
That's exactly right. The cognitive load of choosing is done. The text just opens the door. And that combination reportedly adds about a 20% lift to conversions compared to SMS alone, according to Perplexity's aggregation of multiple retailer case studies.
So for Mother's Day this weekend, if you're doing this, send a gift guide email Thursday night. Pretty photos, curated pics, no link. Then Saturday morning, drop the text with the code. That's your 1-2 punch right there. Big thanks to Makeeter.com for supporting the show. If you're building your boutique's marketing engine, they've got tools that actually make sense for your size. Go see what they're about. Okay, takeaway. Here's your homework this week. 1. Print the opt-in script and tape it at your register before Thursday. Mother's Day traffic is coming, and every customer who walks through that door is a potential VIP subscriber.
2. Do the 15-minute Klaviyo setup. Just the setup. List, segment, sign-up form, bounce-back text, stop there. The step-by-step is on the companion page.
3. If you already have a list you've been sitting on, send the re-engagement text today. Not tomorrow, today. Because this weekend is Mother's Day and you have a flash sale to run.
And remember, you don't need 1,000 subscribers. 200 is enough. 89 is enough. Start with who you have.
If I were doing this tomorrow, I'd have the script printed, Klaviyo set up, and my first teaser text scheduled before I close the store tonight. 15 minutes of setup for a channel that could generate thousands every month. That math makes sense to me.
Mia, Holiday Pulse, I need your attention for 2 minutes. Met Gala is 1 day away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week. And if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 1 day. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week. In the 72 hours before May 4th, maximize Meta ad spend on your hottest retargeting segment, cart abandoners and product page viewers from weeks 2 through 3. Use a countdown creative element. The Met Gala is Monday. Shop the look this weekend and shift to a limited quantity urgency angle if stock allows. On the night of May 4th itself, 6 p.m. Eastern Time Vogue livestream, post shoppable Instagram stories in real time reacting to red carpet looks and connecting them to your in-stock inventory. This is your highest conversion organic moment of the entire campaign. And on email and SMS, execute the three-step final email sequence. 1. Send May 2nd at 10 a.m. Subject line, The Met Gala is 48 hours away. Is your look ready? With a promo code or free shipping offer for orders placed before May 4th. 2. Send May 5th, day after. Subject line, The looks we loved and how to steal them. Featuring a post-event recap email with red carpet recreation shoppable pairings from your inventory. This post-event email captures the extended engagement tail and often outperforms the pre-event send in revenue for boutiques who execute it well. That goes out this week, no exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, live post during the Vogue Met Gala livestream, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, May 4th, via Instagram Stories and TikTok. React to celebrity looks in real time and immediately link each reaction to the closest equivalent piece in your collection using the link in bio or TikTok shop feature. The 48-hour window post-event is your highest organic engagement period of the entire campaign. Post a red carpet recreated Reels video within 24 hours of the event using your own inventory styled to mirror the night's most viral looks. Encourage UGC by reposting customers wearing your themed pieces with the branded hashtag. Final week energy. Every day counts. You know what to do. Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Met Gala listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Thanks again to Makeeter.com for making this episode possible. We'll see you next week.